We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
If you're weak-minded and not emotionally stable already, and there's something else you said as a combination of those, you're going to start identifying with what you hear.
Yep.
Versus you actually being yourself. Because a lot of the times, as far as what you said about the kid who constantly hears this about them and they start to do identify with it, well, a lot of the times I think a lot of that identification comes from you just not listening as well. Like, you don't listen to what's being said, the words that's been said. We pick and choose which words out of the statement that we actually want to hear. Let's take for instance. Hey, let's go with NWA. NWA. You heard of NWA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They got a song called
"Bitch Is a Bitch."
In between verses, it got like some dialogue between Ice Cube and this chick. She was like, "Who you calling a bitch?" And he's like, "I ain't no bitch." And he was like, "I ain't say you was a bitch. I said stop acting like a bitch."
Nah.
And that's what we don't hear. We don't listen to what's being said. In fact, we listen to more how something is being said versus what's being said.
Exactly.
And we take out the word act. Like, I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm saying you're acting like a bitch. And exactly. You know for a fact that you know without a doubt that you know how a bitch acts. Because you be calling other bitches bitches because of the way that you're acting right now. But you want to take the word act out of it as if I'm calling you it.
Right. You want to assign that people transpose. And see, there are a lot of people who hear, but they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the case of the fact that they listen, but they don't hear. So what you're saying, and one of the
anywhere it goes, you're not listening with comprehension.
Exactly. So, my phone. You actually can listen but not hear, or hear but not listen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when I have conversations with individuals, especially if it's, you know, a matter of tension or controversy, one of the things I start out with, I pray, Lord, let what's being said be what's being heard, and what's being heard be what's being said. Because you know what?
I know.
from my mouth to your ears, the enemy can get involved and just screw up the whole conversation.
Oh my goodness, boy.
So you have to be able to, you have to be able to resolve those issues before they ever crop up, because otherwise you might get caught up in a tangent about something that, or the way something was said, and never get to the point of your conversation. We can spend an hour on the phone or an hour on this podcast and never get to the point of why we were talking in the first place.
And not get anywhere.
Exactly.
All because you're fixated on the word that you're refusing to acknowledge.
Did you hear me say that?
Like, you're refusing to acknowledge the word act. And we ain't getting nowhere because you acting.
We internalize stuff. We have a tendency to internalize stuff. And why are you talking about me like that? I wasn't talking about you like that. I was saying you act like.
Exactly. And that's when, that's why I state often that when I make the choice to converse with someone, no matter what I've already have in an assumption in my head about said person, or even if I know this said person already, I'm still making the choice to converse with them, and I'm trusting that they're not intentionally saying anything to hurt me.
True.
Meaning that even if it was a supposed mean thing, that I'm not going to take it as the supposed mean thing, at least not directed towards me. I'm listening to what's being said. Like my dad, for example, this regular conversational voice, like how we're doing right now, is loud. Like, he sounds like he's on a megaphone.
He's just voiceless.
Yeah, that's just how he talks. He's just a loud talker. Now, people will listen to Pops and they will completely lose all cognitive, all comprehension skills, all because they're paying attention to how he's saying the message versus listening to the actual message. So what if he's yelling at you about something right now? You know this person is a loud talker. You don't even gotta know that this person is a loud talker to know that this person is a loud talker. Just
right. You
overhear this person talking. You would know that this person is a loud talker.
You know that.
Exactly. So why are you taking what's being said to a personal level? And on top of you taking it to a personal level, I doubt that it really is personal. You just witnessed or taking in that somebody is yelling something to you versus listening to what's being yelled.
That's another issue with people, because we have a tendency to internalize. We have a tendency to internalize everything. And like you said, it may not even have anything to do with that individual personally, directly. But because we hear, as you said, acting like, we remove that part and we go to the, I call it the meat of the matter, what we think is the meat of the matter. Oh, and you're saying I'm this. No. I know what I said. You're saying that I'm saying that you're this or that. That's because of your own issues, insecurity, whatever you want to call it. But it's something that you're internalizing and you're projecting onto yourself and accusing me of it.
I'm a stranger. How did I know that you had this issue? If you don't have emotion control, you don't need to be conversing. You don't need to be making the choice.
No, to you don't need to leave your house.
Anybody.
You don't need to leave your house.
You don't need to leave your house. You don't need to leave your house. But for seconding that or piggybacking off that, yeah, you don't need to be making the choice to continue conversing with anybody who made the choice to converse with your supposedly negative self.
No. I mean,
or positive self.
It's something that, for, as far as I'm concerned, it would call into question your intelligence level, your level of intellect. But a lot of times, I'll straight tell people, I refuse to have this conversation with you, because generally, my conversing with anybody requires a minimum intelligence rate. There's a minimum intelligence requirement. You just called me stupid? No. You called you stupid. I disagree with you.
This is how you're taking it. You're taking exactly. It to be stupid.
Because why? Because we internalize.
Exactly. You refuse to hear what's actually being said, so you reply to an imply.